Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of I Do, I Did, I Don't. My name is Lori Wood. I'm here with my partner in crime, Steve Fatula, and we're back for another episode after the holidays.
Yep. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year's. Hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and all the holidays went well. I know they say it's the most wonderful time of the year, but I think it's probably one of the most stressful times of the year. And I personally am glad it's done.
Yeah.
Had some nice parts, but glad it's done.
Put that on a Hallmark card.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, we could so do Hallmark cards.
Welcome to the most stressful time. Don't let everybody lie to you.
Our Hallmark cards might have a little negative tint to them, but we could come up with a couple.
I'm still trying to do our Christmas card. We've never done one. We just can't. Like, it doesn't, we appreciate that our friends do and that we feel guilty. It just doesn't happen.
Are you talking like a picture collage?
Yeah, right? Like that thing where everyone sends out and like, this is what we did all year. And I just want to be like, here's our house on fire and we have no heat. Have a great day. We're still alive.
You know, I get those and I'm looking at people like going skiing and going to the beach and, you know, horseback riding and all this cool stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have that kind of Christmas card this year. But 2025, it's going to be different.
Yeah, I'd like to see the one where I'm falling asleep on the couch, working Saturdays and Sundays.
Caring for the dogs.
Putting everyone in timeout, having cleaning up, peeing, go. 2024 is done. We're into 2025. It's going great.
Yes, we're 2 days in.
2 days in, it's going great.
It's going awesome. I refuse. I'm told, Steve, I am positive. Even if I don't feel that way, I'm going to fake it till I make it because I'm just not going to spend another day stressed out, grumpy, tired. I just refuse.
No, I appreciate that. I think you just moved your coffee and I laugh because there's this coffee ring. And so far, this coffee scenario is our 2025.
Yes.
The table is wobbly. So we're looking under the table, shaking it, trying to figure out the wobble. Then we come up and half of Lori's coffee is all over the table. And it's like, well, duh. And I'm like, yeah, there's 2025. We're looking at one problem as it's pouring.
And creating
coffee.
Another.
That's all right. We're getting into it and it's going to be a great year.
Yes. Yeah. And what we thought we'd talk about today, you know, with every New Year's, people make in New Year's resolutions. I don't particularly like the word resolutions, even though you have to be resolute. Da, 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 da. I like goals or intentions.
I think that's better.
I know some people set them. Some people refuse to set them. How do you feel about them?
I don't get motivated by them. They don't do anything, but I think it's a good way to reset your brain, at least arbitrarily go, we're going to try it now. No more excuses now. And I know that you had talked to me about your trainer and like, that was last year.
But it wasn't so far back last year.
No, it was like a week ago. And I was like, I'm going to wait till the new year. So now I don't have that excuse anymore. So I am going to put personal health at some point of that, which is good. And we'll create business goals. But personal goals, I don't really, besides trying to get healthier, because I think that's everyone's goal every year. And we can go extreme and say we're not going to drink, but it's not going to work.
Well, I like the way you said that. You said to get healthier and put your health first. Because for many people, it's about weight loss. That's like, and that can be negative instead of the positive of getting healthier. And people sign up for gyms and they do all this stuff in January. And by February 20th, the gyms are less crowded. But if you put the spin on it, I'm going to get healthier, it encompasses more than just going to the gym. So I really like that.
Well, that's, I think, growing up now with four daughters is we have to be conscious of certain words. And that is one that my wife has been from the beginning. It's not weight loss. Now, personally, it is weight loss, but getting healthier is how we talk about it because, you know, it does. It means more.
I think that's amazing because mirroring for four daughters or, you know, it's hard enough in the outside world for them to feel confident. So if you can do things that way in your home, I think it's certainly important. You know, nobody's perfect. For me, it's always, you know, January or December or March to get healthier. I've now committed to training for another competition.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited about that and nervous because it's very difficult and very isolating, but very worth it to me. My husband is just rolling his eyes and going, why are you going to make this your career? And I'm like, no, but I don't know.
It's a goal.
It's a goal.
It makes you focus on something.
The other one for me is to not buy things I don't need. because and maybe this is, you know, common if you're having a rough day or you're sad or, you know, things, it's, and especially in the world we live in today, with one button, I can get just about anything that I want, and want being the key word, delivered to my door in like 24 hours.
Yep.
And so it temporarily makes you feel better or fills the hole or you think that's cool. But I don't want to think about my Amazon bill for the last year.
The retail therapy.
Retail therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's the goal. If I don't need it, I can't have it.
That is impressive. I'll try to follow in your footsteps there.
Do you do the same thing?
Yeah, but it's always like random stuff. Like, I don't buy things for myself like that. But like if I go to the food store, it's like, oh, here's this weird clearance hot sauce. I'm like, oh, I feel like we need this hot sauce. I will show up with like 60 of them. And Eric will be like, what the hell is this? And it'll be the worst thing. And I'm like, well, that was a bad choice. And she's like, it's always a bad choice. And it usually
is. And now you have 60 of them.
And now we have 60 of them.
Because you don't do anything small.
No.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it big.
If it's the best deal ever, you got to make sure you get all the best deal ever and then decide it's awful and go, huh, I lost again.
See, I follow that. Vance calls it casino math for me.
Yeah.
Because my math always works out in my favor in my explanation of it.
That's up. Yep.
And so, I've gotten so bad that stuff comes and I'm like, I don't even remember ordering this. I don't know if I'm up in the middle of the night doing sleep shopping or if I'm just being such a spaz that I'm just like, I'll take one of each. But last year, two of each showed up for certain things and it just kept coming in twos. And I'm like, I don't think I did that. So I don't know what is happening.
I think as long as you don't put subscriptions on, that does help. Remember all that blue paper we had? I needed a pack of blue paper once and I think we still have 40. In the office somewhere because they just kept showing up and I was like, I don't know where they're coming from.
And they say it's a monthly prescription. Subscription. Like a prescription,
yeah.
But they come so often and you've never used a 30-day supply of it. So I don't understand. But you get charged.
It's sure a great deal. And you have to store it. That blue paper could hold up half this building.
Well, maybe it could fix the table.
Maybe it could fix the table. That is fair.
So the other thing, and I was going somewhere and then it went out. We're going to have to think of something.
I had something on this Amazon mindset.
Yes.
The adverse impact that everyone buys, whatever they see in 5 seconds, our stores are going out of business like crazy. Big ones, like Big Lots I just saw went bankrupt, which isn't a great store, but they have things. Then now I'm seeing Party City stores starting to close, Rite Aid's closed. And I think that we're going to start seeing what Amazon aims to do, which is put everybody out of business.
And they're doing it. They just opened up a grocery store and they've got now a pharmacy and it's a bigger problem. I still miss Blockbuster.
Yeah.
I used to like going in and talking to the guy behind the counter and him giving me, you know, Jim's movie, like Siskel and Ebert or whatever. And we looked forward to doing that on Friday nights and just picking up a movie for the weekend. Mm-hmm. I miss other stores that have closed that were part of my childhood. Mm-hmm. And social media has already got us isolated. We don't know how to interact with people. You've got the keyboard warriors. You've got the people who, you know, have no filter when they're behind a screen. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to make it even worse when everything we need comes to us and we don't have to interact. It scares me for the interactions that people will have.
Well, there's people that have never went back to work from COVID. Right. They still do the work from home thing.
Right.
And some of them, they have grown fearful of opening their doors. And it's just like, guys, the world's big. Like this, you can't be stuck inside. I can't imagine that as being an acceptable lifestyle. But I'm concerned with Amazon becoming the next Walmart. Because remember, Walmart destroyed businesses and then just raised their prices. Because that's how it always works.
Yeah, because why not?
Amazon will when there's no competition and nothing to put them in check. It's just, we are happily feeding that beast going, yeah, this is the greatest thing ever. And it'll turn because it always does.
Well, I could tell you with my spending, when I stop, Amazon's going to feel it.
That's right.
It's going to put a little crink in their plans.
Yeah. They won't be able to buy their rocket chips. They'll have to slow down.
That's what I was thinking that kind of went out for a second.
You want to buy rocket chips this year?
Not a rocket ship, but maybe have enough money to afford one.
Oh, nice.
So that's what we'll go with. But You know, you've heard those ads for if you have unknown subscriptions, Experian or Rocket Money could help you. So I thought maybe I have unknown subscription. So I got on Experian, checked my credit, went through the whole rigmarole. They said they couldn't find any subscriptions. And the next month I got charged $25 from them.
That's awesome.
I was like, okay, now that's something I have to deal with because I haven't dealt with it yet. But
that's
pretty funny. That is just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. They figured out their own loophole.
Yeah. I didn't click a button. I didn't say subscribe, just like your blue paper. It just all of a sudden starts charging you.
It just showing up and you're just like, oh man, okay.
You have to watch every statement you get and pay attention because it just, people will just throw random charges because they can.
Yeah. And it's not the $1 million problems. It's the $3 or $10 or $20 problems that you just go, oh, I must have done that.
Right. And then you have six of those.
You have six of those.
And it's a freaking car payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So back to, it's again, starting the year off positive.
That's it. That is it.
Back to intentions, goals, resolutions, whatever people choose to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a story for the, I don't want to say worst resolution or one that wasn't successful? And do you have one that was successful or no?
No, I don't think any have ever been successful personally. I don't work unless I'm competing against other things. I don't compete against myself. Well, like if someone's like, you can't do that, I'm like, oh, well, that's all I need. When it's like, I'm going to do it because I want to. The one thing I almost did, this was years back, and there was because there was a competition that made me comfortable going forward. It was I wanted to do that Alcatraz swim. Swim from Alcatraz to, I don't know, not Alcatraz, wherever the land's at. And the one thing is like before you even start, you have to be able to free swim for 60 minutes or something like that.
And swimming is work.
Well, I swam when I was like 9 and 10. And I was like, I got this.
And how old were you when you were doing
this?
This
was like 5 years ago. So older.
Oh my God,
older
it's
than
a man
that.
Thing.
And
yeah.
I was like, I got this. So I had a membership at the local gym and I jumped in the pool. I was like 60 minutes, not a problem. I made it there and halfway like back on a lap. And I was like, what the did I sign up for? But then I did that every day and I was up to the 60 minutes without, I mean, it was work, but it was rewarding work.
Right.
And then the person I was going to do it with, she had to back out of the swim. And then I was like, I just trained for this whole thing. And it was like in 2 or 3 weeks. And I'm like, I didn't want to do it by myself. So I was just like, I'm not doing it. And that's the one that I'm like, I pushed so hard. And even Erica was like, are you sure? I'm like, I didn't want to do it for myself. I just wanted to do it. Like, and there was that other person that was pushing you. So you had like the motivation to force each other to kind of get it done. And then she had something else to do. And it was like, all right, well, now I'm done. And that's what I might still try to do that one.
That's pretty cool. My biggest fear outside of going blind is sharks. So there's no possible way you would get me to do that. But I think that's amazing. And to come from being able to barely do a back and forth lap.
Yeah.
To 60 minutes. That's huge. But I'm kind of sad that you didn't do what you trained for. What the whole end game, the North Star, the point.
It literally was the purpose in my mind was the rigmarole back at the office because that's where we were talking shit to each other. And that's what kept me going. And then when that stopped, I was like, I don't really want to do this.
Right.
Like, it just kind of like fluttered and faded away. And I was like,
did she have a good reason to back out or was it fear?
Yeah, it was. No. She was a swimmer and it was more of like something personal where she couldn't attend that day. Something happened internal. But it was just like, well, if we can't do it, no harm, but I didn't want to go forward. And now I'm like, I kind of wish I just did it. But then, you know, going to those things, it's weird when you're going with people versus not. We grew up doing this thing in Delaware called the Polar Bear Plunge, and I think it still exists. It raised
I've heard of that
Special Olympics, and I'm sure they have it everywhere. But it was somewhere around now time frame, so beginning of January, February, December, you'd go to the beach and you'd run into the water and you'd
clothed or no clothes
bathing suit. But I mean that's
oh,
it.
Oh God, no!
And it was cold. There'd be times where there's snow on the beach, like it's cold. And when you did it in a group. Because there was never anyone that did it with me. I was supposed to do it, I think, with my aunt, and then she backed out. But, like, my parents, we don't stop what we're doing. If you're doing it, you're doing it. We're here. You're going in the water. it was neat in a group. But then you look at these people that come as a group and they're having a great time. And I'm like, I'm cold and I'm leaving. I was like, what the heck? And then you got a couple more people to do it with. It became a lot more fun, which is kind of where I was hoping the swimming thing was, because doing it by yourself, it's just, you kind of get bored. I did a race on a bike once. It was like a 100-mile race, not a race, but like a
marathon,
Yeah. But it was just for riding bikes. And it was the same thing where I did it as part of, I worked for Campbell Soup and they were sponsoring it. So they gave you like a little shirt and all that stuff. I was like, oh, that was fun. I didn't have a bike, so I had a mountain bike. So I did like this thing.
Oh, I made that mistake. Oh, you're working twice as hard as the other guy.
You're dying. But yeah. Like it was fun in that you did it. It was all down the beach. So like you went over these bridges and like all the stuff that you've driven over. And it was just seeing it from a different spot.
Right.
And it was Erica dropped me off and then picked me up wherever miles later. And she's like, would you ever do that again? I was like, no. It was just like, I was so sore from that bike seat.
Well, if you had a road bike, yeah, it would have been very, very different. We made that mistake. We bought really cool mountain bikes. Mm-hmm. And we had friends who rode bikes all the time. Mm-hmm. They had street bikes.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah. And so we're struggling to keep up and dying. And they are just cruising.
Smiling.
And yeah. I'm like, no. So now we have road bikes, but we're not friends with them anymore. And they're gathering spider webs and all that stuff.
Yep. Yep.
But I do get, and I was saying that I'm training for another competition. It's extremely isolating.
Yeah.
Because there's not, you can't do it as a group. You're in competition with yourself. And that's hard. I mean, there's people that are training too, but it's really a single person sport. And then you have to say no to dinner invitations and, you know, where you look like the full pack in your own, you know, Tupperware. Mm-hmm. But we did a mud run 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
Out of Folsom. Mm-hmm. Never done one. Just saw it advertised. Didn't train for it. Just thought, let's go. And I didn't keep, you know, I didn't care about how quickly I came in, just completing it. Mm-hmm. But because everybody was there, you know, hundreds of people, mm-hmm. and the anticipation and excitement was just so thick in the air and everybody was encouraging. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
See, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try to make that the office thing. Maybe we'd have people that wouldn't do that.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. You're filthy because you're tricking through mud. Mm-hmm. You're carrying sandbags up a hill. You're pulling a pulley system to have concrete hit the top of a thing. You're climbing over rope ladders. You're scaling walls. And yes, it awesome. Was just so cool. You're running with buckets filled of cement. It was like the coolest thing in the world.
That also sounds like a lot of labor.
It was.
Were you guys building houses? You didn't realize it?
There's now a really cool house where we were doing all this stuff. That makes sense. But my daughter and my granddaughter came and surprised me after.
Oh, yeah?
And so that was really cool because I wasn't doing it for anything other than the experience. Mm-hmm. And when you have girls, you know, and my daughter has struggled with weight. Sure. Many people have.
I would say everybody, yeah.
Yeah, I have, which is one of the reasons I'm so conscious of it because I spent my life thinking about it. But to show her that it doesn't matter how old or, you know, just you can. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
It is cool.
She won't do it with me, but there's always hope for the future or she'll find something she enjoys.
Yeah, I think that's neat. Yeah, I know Sacramento has them all the time.
They do. This one was at Folsom Lake.
Yeah.
When there still was a lake. I think the lake is back.
I think the lake's back.
So that's good.
We'll have to look into that then.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
I feel like it was in March. I can look in my phone and see the picture because I got a t-shirt and a medal.
See, that's...
It was so cool.
For t-shirts, it almost...
Right? It's not a sweatshirt, but we can get you a sweatshirt.
I always went back to the store like, what the hell happened?
Maybe we should let everybody in on the story, but it was kind of cute. And it's just, it's like getting, you know, fast food if you go there and ordering and then leaving and trusting that everything's in the bag.
It's never in the bag.
And it's not in the bag. No. And then you get home and you're like frustrated and you were trying to do it for convenience and quickness. And then it's just not.
I had that the other day. We were buying bagels for one of the seminars and we bought a dozen and a dozen and a half. And both were wrong. And I'm just like, at least combine them so only one's wrong. Then I can just be mad about one. I'm like, but if you guys can't count for two of the things, It's like, who's, maybe we got to pick somebody else to do the bagel count. Maybe that person's just not a good counter. And I
called
them.
Maybe they have casino math.
Maybe they have casino. I called them because I was so annoyed.
Right.
Because it's 5 feet away. And I could easily have driven down. And I could easily have picked it up. And it's a bagel. And I was like, I want the manager. I was like, I'm just done this morning. It's all wrong. And he's like, yes. I'm like, come on. I asked for so many bagels, cut. These are the wrong number of bagels, uncut. He's like, well, that seems like something went wrong. I'm like, yes. And he goes, well, what? Okay, thanks. I'm like, no, not okay, thanks.
That's it. Like, okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
For letting me know.
Yeah.
Not going to do anything about it.
And I was like, this is a joke. I was like, refund me. And at that point, I was annoyed. I was like, refund me the $4. I want it. Like, I'm so annoyed. And he's like, well, there's no way for us to do that, which is
utter crap.
Just crap. And he's like, but just come back and I will give you the bagels. And I'm like, I am not driving back for 4 bagels. I was like, I don't even want to make this call, but I'm annoyed and I need to be like, this is a joke. And then it's just one of those, like, you just kind of accept it, that it's all kind of crap anymore and that people don't.
Do you think it's a people don't care? Yeah. Do you think that it's inept or it's just don't care?
I think it's don't care. I mean, you got, I don't know. I think you used to care about your jobs, even if it was making a pizza or making bagels. Like that used to
no matter what the job. Yeah.
I remember working, making pizzas, and that was, you were proud to at least have a job. Like that was a thing.
100%.
Now people are so annoyed and everyone's expecting more. Everything should be more.
And everything's beneath them.
Everything's beneath. Yeah, that's a disappointing watch on where we're going. I don't think, our kids have chores. Like we were raised with chores, your responsibilities, you do a good job or you do it again. I don't think kids have chores. I don't think anyone has to do anything anymore. It's mind-blowing. You walk around and kids are wild and no one's in trouble. Like, I'm like, no, yeah. You can. I understand I run around with a belt. You know, the days of that.
That's scene, what I grew up with.
I was certainly involved when I was out of line.
Yeah. Now, my grandbabies have had chores as long as I can remember. My mm-hmm. daughter is a lot tougher than I ever was. But she has, outside of Christmas Eve, because those kids were crazy.
Yeah, that's
I mean, it was
fueled
insane.
On sugar and sugar.
These
sugar.
Kids do not step out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loved.
Yeah.
They're healthy. They're happy. But they know that they have to pull their weight and things are expected of them and nothing is free. Now, on the flip side, my daughter keeps asking me to buy her a house. So, you know, it's do what I say, not what I do.
You got dogs.
It's not going to happen. Poop. Right. But I used to think because she started them so early, it was too much. But I try and let her parent and it's not my sure. role. And these kids, they know. I mean, mom just has to look at them like my father mm-hmm. did me and they will settle down. So there's something, it's not that they're being controlled, but there's something to it. We were watching some commercial last night, and when I grew up, award shows and actors were classy.
Yeah.
You know, there was an elegance, there was a grace, people took pride in their appearance. You didn't see butts and boobs and all the stuff.
Yep.
And Vance just at random goes, you know, I hope that the next generation, wouldn't it be nice to have a generation of people with class coming up? And it was just a simple statement, but it's very true.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's the rudeness. It's the not care. It's the, I want to be different. So I'm going to, it's not even different anymore. Dressed half naked. It's just, I'm going to flip you off. I'm going to grab my crotch. I'm going to do these shock and awe things.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to just being responsible, being prideful, and I don't know.
I think that's the next cycle.
God, I hope so.
With the influencer and all the stuff where everything's the immediate and the next, everyone's kind of getting bored of that. I think everyone's kind of hitting that wall where it's like, okay, well, we've seen everything now. Now let's go see something new. And news is going to be the swing the other way where people are respectful, hopefully.
God, I hope so. It's like the cancel culture for the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
I am okay that run is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people with fat faces that are going to be able to fix that.
And fat bottoms.
Fat butts. But, you know.
I mean, to have a show where they do an x-ray to see if somebody has butt implants. I mean, what is, I don't know. it's frustrating. And
it's, yeah.
So back to New Year's resolutions, intentions, goals. You said get healthy, which I love.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, one, it's going to be to actually exercise and drink a little less, probably. Sleep would be cool, but that's just, you know, I don't know if that's actually
I don't know how you function on the 5 hours that you get.
Just get used to it, I think.
Yeah.
Well, try to work less, but, you know, that's a maybe. It's weird. That's what I mean. Like, goals are the role I'm in. Goals are kind of difficult to follow because I can have a plan.
Right.
My daily plan changes probably 5 or 6 times. And you just kind of get used to plans being good in theory, but never being followed.
This is one of the most difficult. For it's 30 just, years, I've had a plan for the day. And by 9:30, that's blown out of the water.
Yeah. And you have to make quick adjustments and all this other crap that goes with it. I mean, from the building office side, my goals are always pretty steady. And I think that we would like to keep the same team growing and hit different metrics and kind of do more fun things. Comma, we do a lot and we're done. So I think like we're happy with repeating last year for a lot of things and improving where we've dropped the ball a little bit. From like a home life, it's more time for family, trying to figure out that balance, which is damn near impossible.
Yeah. I'd like to see that for you though, because
it would be neat.
Yeah.
It would be neat. I'd like to personally like to get passports. We haven't done that right for about 7 years. So they've all obviously expired.
What is that? Oh, passports.
Passport, yeah.
I thought you said passwords. I'm like, yeah, well, you can play the game anytime, Steve.
I remember passwords, too.
No, my passport's expired, too, and I don't have the real ID. And I think by March or May, it's going to be problematic.
Yeah, I thought I did, but I guess I don't. I don't even know anymore. I got to look at everything again and deal with, you know, all that crap, because I'd like to go somewhere next year or this year. Now we're in this year. We want to go with Erica's family out of the country.
Oh, where would you be going? Kids.
I think it was Turks and Caicos for their 20th anniversary or something like that. 25th, something.
I somewhere heard that is numbers. Amazing.
It's terrifying if we're taking the kids.
Yeah.
But you can't be scared of the world. They got to see things too. And it'll be an expensive trip. That'll probably be worth it.
It'll be worth it. You're making memories.
Yep.
But it's the world is terrifying. I mean, did you hear what happened New Year's Day in
New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the thing of it is, I don't think anybody was shocked by it. I think we're almost to a point where we get up the next morning after a major event to check to see if something didn't happen. It's just insane.
Well, there was a local, there was something that was happening. And it's just kind of like you just get used to the news being something else is happening bad. That sucks. Don't go down that street today kind of thing. And it's just like it's.
Yeah, there was a gentleman trying to jump off a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
There was a standoff inside a home.
Yep.
And the sad thing is, I just don't want us to become so numb to them that it becomes natural or a normal part of life, which it kind of is.
I was gonna say, it kind of feels like it's there.
It terrifies me. We went and got a massage the other night and I'm laying on the massage table, which should be very relaxing. But now when I go places, my brain goes, what if somebody armed comes through that door? What is your plan? And that's what I do when I'm out in the world now. And that's terrifying to
me. That part is terrifying. I mean, I remember fire drills being the big thing.
Right.
Right. In schools. I don't even know if they do fire drills anymore. They do active shooter drills.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think fire is the threat. Now they've got people, you know, they've got those security checks. So what are the metal detectors in most schools? We're not buying kids computers. We're paying for metal detectors. It's just
it's still nobody's responsibility when someone does anything. That part is still bothers me that it goes back to it's no one's responsibility.
And the thing that bothers me is if people paid attention, there are signs along the way.
Yeah.
A lot of these, if people paid attention or maybe said something, and sometimes people say something and it's ignored, but a lot of these people give you hints or insight into something that's going to happen.
I'd hate to blame parents, but I think a lot of it are the parents just don't care what's happening.
That and they're too busy trying to survive.
That's true, too.
I have a friend who's just a lovely young lady. She has two beautiful babies. Mm-hmm. And because California has gotten so expensive, she and her husband made the choice to move in with her mom to save some money to buy a house.
That's fair.
I understand. The mom has this new boyfriend who has four phones, no job, said he had a dog but doesn't. There's a child nobody's ever seen. He's over there all the time, not going to work. And when he's not there, he then has to be on the phone with the mom until she falls asleep to make sure she's not going anywhere. It's terrifying me.
Yeah.
I'm like, do a background check. I don't want to see you on Dateline. Something's not right.
And what we deal with, that's a lot of signs.
Yeah. And yeah. I, like a lot of people, I don't want to overstep or put fear. But if I don't, and something, God forbid.
Yeah.
I will never forgive myself. So now I'm worried about that scenario.
Those ones follow us home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that we've talked about all the crap in the world, we got to try and find a positive note too.
Yeah. I mean, it's New Year. You get to kind of push the old stuff away. You have to move past it, move forward. You know, set goals that we can attain, and failing's okay too.
Yes.
Quitting on a goal that doesn't make any sense is also good.
Yeah, sometimes we set goals that we've changed and it's no longer important. I know on New Year's Day, I took a long hot shower, which felt amazing. And all I could picture was washing off 2024. I was just done with it. I pictured it going down the drain, everything.
That's great.
So I'm very excited about the new year. I'm very excited to see if I stop purchasing just random stuff I don't need, which, you know, a lot of it is very cool and fun and pretty, but don't need it, then maybe I'll have less of a space issue in my house and more money in my bank account.
Those are positive.
Yeah. So that's positive. And then, of course, training for the competition. I'm very excited about getting through that and then being able to eat whatever I want. When we drove to San Diego, we flew to San Diego for the last competition, and there happened to be a tornado that day. And so they canceled our flight. So when I got off the stage, we're trying to figure out how to get home.
Mm-hmm.
We, in the McDonald's drive-thru, because, you know, girl That's wanted right. to eat.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out how to get home. We ended up renting the car and driving home. Okay. But I filled the back seat in a backpack full of snacks. And for a solid 9 hours, I just reached back there, grab a donut. I'd eat some chips. I was the happiest girl in the world. There we drove all night and I ate all night. It was fantastic.
When would the competition be?
They don't post them for another couple weeks.
Okay.
So then I get to pick based on date and locale.
Okay.
I'd like to do one more local than going to San Diego, even though that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
But they have them in the area or Santa Rosa, you know, a couple hours drive.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I'm going to shoot for. Because I don't want any tornadoes, hurricanes, or anything like that. I just want to be able to drive, get the job done, come back.
Check it off.
And it'd be nice if friends and family can come. Vance and I were the only ones that were there.
Well, let us know. We'll be there.
That's pretty cool.
If it's not, you know, while we're not here.
I'll check your schedule.
Play the day. Play the
if
day
you're
in
Turks and Caicos, I totally get a year excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might skip Disneyland this year. We'll see. I say that every year, yet.
I know your family pushes for it, but
they push so hard.
I'd like to see you doing something relaxing.
I don't mind that part. The relax, I don't know when that happens. I don't think I've ever had to relax, but
I'm going to get you a gift certificate for a massage.
It's going to be awkward. You should see all the gift certificates I have. I don't use them. Like all of, we have piles of things that just expire.
Seriously.
Oh yeah. Seriously. Most things we get at these events, they don't We just
Why?
Support. I don't really like using gift certificates. It just feels weird, so I don't do it.
It's like wasted money.
Yeah, well, most of it is, yeah. It's supporting the thing.
Well, no. So these are things that you purchased at a charity event, usually not something that somebody gave you.
A lot of them are ones people gave you too. Like I have stuff for, I don't know, 8 years of Foot Locker. I'm just not going to just.
Yeah, you go and buy the shoes for the kids somewhere else.
Yeah, like if I want a pair of shoes, I'll just buy a pair of shoes, but like it won't be lined up to where people want. Like, I got you this thing, you should use it. I just won't. It just doesn't work that way.
I see.
Starbucks would be the closest because I'm there enough that I could maybe bring it, but like I'm not carrying them in my pocket. Like women have
well, now the Starbucks, yeah, in, man, like, it's harder. I mean, your like wallet would be so you couldn't sit on it.
Cards? No.
But now Starbucks has like the app on your phone. People could actually give you gift cards through your phone. Would you use them then?
Maybe.
We'll be back with another episode of Did Steve Use the Gift Cards?
We just found $1,200 for Best Buy. That's like 5 years old.
You could have replaced one of the office computers.
Yeah. Well, that it probably was. It was in return of it was from returning something. I don't remember what it was.
So like credit.
Home. It was credit on gift cards.
Did it expire?
Erica found the other day. She goes, what are these? I was like, I don't know. She looked them up. She's like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? I was like, I didn't know they're there. It's just, I don't like them.
Tell me you're going to use those.
We don't have anything to buy.
Bigger TV for the office. No,
another computer. On every wall in this place. We don't need TVs. I found the computer the other day.
Is your refrigerator going out?
No.
Need a freezer for the garage?
That might happen, actually. It's blinking. I don't know what that means. It means I'm ignoring it right now.
We'll deal with the freezer. I cannot. I'm almost going into convulsions thinking that you've got $1,200 for Best Buy that you're not going to.
She had found it after we bought one of the kids' AirPods or EarPods, whatever the hell it is for.
Right.
I don't know why. And then we found that afterwards, I went, see, that makes sense. Because that's how our world works. You could have used this.
You know what you need to do. Just a thought if you're not going
to
use them.
To your face and walk around.
Well, that, or you sell it to someone, like the 1200 one you'd sell for $1,000, so they get 1200 and you get some actual money back.
Yeah, that seems scammy.
Okay. I guess because my goal is to try and save money.
Yeah.
That it's killing me that you've got this money that can be converted or used. Yeah. Because in my mind, gift cards are like casino math. It's free money. Whether you bought it or not, it's free money. It doesn't count.
Casino money.
Oh.
We could go right now and cash them all in and spin a wheel.
Now that would be good. Because
that I would use.
So when I'm hesitant to go, like if my gut says don't go, I go. I'll win like 5 to hand pays.
Really?
Yeah. When I'm excited to go, don't go. That's the way it works for me.
Interesting. I just always lose. And I go, but it was fun. And then I go home.
See, Vance goes in with that. Well, he either thinks he's going to win the big one or he just has this negative attitude. I just sit at the machine. I'm like, thank you for everything you're about to do. And
you play slots, though.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm so bored.
I have to play two at a time, though, because otherwise I get bored. And if my foot could work a third one, I would do that.
That's
and Vance
so funny.
Is like, you're a maniac. I'm like, it's boring just to play one. I need to watch something happen at all times. He's like, but it costs more. I'm like, yeah, but we're here anyway.
That's Erica does it for the videos. Like, she'll find the one that's most entertaining. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But like, I can't do it. I need to be doing something. If I can just push a button, I can do it with my face. Like, I'm bored.
I can just see your face like, down with your nose.
We're doing it for free drinks. Yeah, I'll push the stupid button and spend more than I would on the drink.
That's why I have to do two at a time. I can't just do one. I've tried and I get twitchy.
Do they bring you two drinks?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's so fair. I just tell my husband's playing that one.
he's in the bathroom and he's like, I'm right
I've
here.
I've got my whole spread out system.
It's a different guy. He's in the bathroom.
Troll dolls, you know, the name itself. Just like the old lady bingo players.
I could play some bingo, though.
Bingo, I just saw advertised. It says they pay $24,000 payout every session. You want to go play bingo?
I play some bingo.
Do we have anything to do? Oh, we have stuff to do.
We got 2025 to do.
God damn.
I know.
Another time we'll go play bingo.
That's it. We'll report from the bingo
hall. And I'll let you know when I'm like scared to go there. And then it'll be a good day to go.
All right.
Okay, deal.
Do we have to bring nickels? I feel like you have to bring nickels.
No. Now there's no money.
No, it's just slots and credit cards.
Yeah, you just slip the cash right in the hole. They make it very easy.
All right.
So that is, on top of it, that is
more resolutions.
More resolutions. Play more bingo. Goals. Yes.
And gamble.
We hope that everybody, 2024 was rough for many.
Yeah.
And We're just hoping for everybody listening that 2025 and on is a peaceful year filled with happiness, health, wealth, and less stress. Less crap. If we just call it what it is and say less crap.
2025, we wish you less crap.
Yes. Or nothing but the good crap.
Nothing but the
crap. May you have gift cards coming out your backside.
That's it. Don't worry, the trash or waste.
Take care, everybody. We'll be back for another episode soon. Until then, be kind to others, be kind to yourselves, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.